When Dan Cox was a child, he remembers how people would refer to the tunnels, which date back to at least the early 1800s.
We would play over in the square, and there was a vent pipe there, but we'd drop rocks down in there to see what happened, and all the old-timers would tell me, don't do that, you're going to mess up the tunnels.
He's now 76 years old and CEO of the Marietta Museum of History. There's one tunnel in particular that residents are curious about. He thinks it runs from underneath Marietta Square to the courthouse about 50 yards away. Cox says he knows where some of the sealed entrances are, but he's not telling. Only experts, he says, should explore it.
Some archaeologists ought to be the ones to go in them, because if the ordinary public knows where they are, they'll be driving these merchants crazy up here trying to get into them, and if they get into them, they're going to steal what's in there.
Cox says one resident broke in and told him he found opium bottles. He says he wants to know what this tunnel was used for.
The Department of Interior told me to look for any rings that might be attached to the walls to see if they're there. Then it would have been used to hold the slaves, or it could have been used to put livestock in. And I often wonder, did our courthouse records get put down in the tunnels before Sherman burned the courthouse?
City Councilman Griffin Chalfant says there are lots of rumors.
Most people point to the little alcoves in the parking lot by the railroad track, but those were actually coal chutes.
The only active tunnel he knows of was part of the Underground Railroad leading into the Marietta National Cemetery. The city is planning to widen sidewalks and plant trees at the square in the coming months. This is Nim Shama, WABE News.